unpredictable times. You can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
And good evening, kicking off another week of the Bob Tuscan Show. Tonight's guest, Loren Moray, who is a geologist who has worked around the world on radiation issues, educating citizens, the media, members of parliament, Congress, and other officials. She became a whistleblower in 1991 at the Livermore Nuclear Weapon Lab, after experiencing major scientific fraud on the Yucca Mountain Project. Loren is an environmental commissioner in the city of Berkeley, California. She will be speaking at the Free Your Mind 2 conference, freeyourmindconference.com, the website for that. Of course, yours truly will be at the conference. I've decided to name my talk. I've been working on it diligently here behind the scenes, and I've come up with the title, The Birth of a Free Mind. Of course, if you're a regular listener to this show, you'll know that on July 4th of 2012, the fireworks were going off, and, well, I experienced the birth of my first child. And I know most parents out there are far too impressed with their babies, their children, and nobody wants to hear about it, right? Well, I think it's very important. I think it's well connected to the state of the planet, to the state of the world, to our future. And I know that might sound a bit Pollyannish to say that the children are our future, right? It takes a village. No, I won't go there. But the bottom line is the children are our future. And how are our children treated? That's the question. Well, from the second they are brought onto this planet, they are bombarded with trauma-based mind control. Ritualistic trauma-based mind control at that. Hence the whole circumcision thing and other ritualistic mutilations of our youth, of our babies. How do we go beyond that? How do we make children who are not victims of that? Well, we choose to not poison our children from the get-go. They want to bombard these children with tons of vaccines. We had Mary Toko on the Free Your Mind 2 conference marathon that we did this weekend. And what a wealth of information she is. She'll definitely be on the Bob Tuscan Show later this month. Can you believe it? It's April. I could come at you with an April Fool's joke, but by now you've already had enough April Fool's jokes. I wonder if any of you have any good April Fool's jokes that you'd like to share with our audience tonight. I may open up the phone lines and ask for your various April Fool's jokes. I don't know. I'm kind of a sucker for a good April Fool's joke. I got my wife this morning. I got one of my coworkers. And, hey, it's fun. As long as it's not done in a way in which it scares the living daylights out of the person. So, well, how was your weekend? Hope you had a nice weekend. I just kicked back with the family and did a little bit of work on the talk. And I had the marathon. We did a 12-hour marathon, if you missed it, for the Free Your Mind conference. Had tons of guests on. I interviewed Fritz Springmeier. I had Loren Moray on as well. Rich Simpson, Cure for Cancer. Great guest. All-star lineup and a great marathon. When we come back, Loren Moray will be back on the Bob Tuscan Show. You're not going to want to miss this.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Listen up. This isn't some Detroit car commercial. And this isn't how we do it, not in any America I know. We don't take away the rights and call it public safety. We don't burden folks with something called Obamacare and call it affordable. We don't take what you earn and call it a fair share. That's not America. That's not how it's done. In my country, in my America, earning has always been better than receiving. If that's what you believe, this is America, and we're about to show you how it's supposed to be done. Step up and be heard by participating at AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Join us and stand up for the America you know at AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. That's how it's done. Now do it. You have a voice. Now use it.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times are tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. 800-313-9443 is the troll-free number to join us. We're having a problem connecting with Loren, so when she's ready to join us, we will bring her on. She's a wealth of information on the nuclear situation, which is ongoing. It's invisible. You can't see it, but it's there. And we see the statistics to speak for it. Just this weekend in Arkansas, there was an accident. This time, not as deadly as the one in Fukushima. So we'll see what that all ends up to be if we ever hear about it again, that is. Google did a April Fool's joke. I don't know if you saw that. It could have been better. Google, Google knows. And I think the catch there is Google does know. Google knows everything, perhaps. They do. They know your patterns for searching. That is, if you don't use Start Page. But the overwhelming amount of information that Google has is a bit like, that of Big Brother's 1984. 1984. It's the year 2013, April 1st. And it looks more and more like, well, the Orwellian nightmare presented in that novel. I remember reading 1984. Let's see, it must have been 15 years ago now. At least 15 years ago. I'm giving away my age. I'm a young guy. But it was one of the first novels that I had read. And reading it, I began to look at this draconian state, this draconian world that George Orwell painted for us in the infamous novel 1984 as a bit of science fiction, as a bit of a world gone wrong. And never had in my mind the idea that, well, this is going to be closer to reality than we could ever imagine. No, Big Brother can read your thoughts. But Big Brother can read your thoughts if you volunteer them through a Twitter post, through a Facebook post, or whatever. 800-313-9443. I'm going to keep the lines open tonight. It was kind of a slow news day. And what is news after all? What is news? News is something that affects you, is it not? I know I've brought up this rhetorical question before. Most of the news today is meant to put you in fear. Like this story. Questions in China on how H7N9 flu strain killed two. What's the H7N9 flu strain? Well, that's the bird flu virus that we experienced all this hype about. You remember the bird flu virus? A woman in the eastern city of Suzhou remains in serious condition. China's National Health and Family Planning Commission told authorities that she was suffering from H7N9. These viruses, these flus, how are you protected from them? Well, get a flu shot, right? Wrong. This year, we saw that the flu shots did very little. Even the CDC had to admit that they were, well, ineffective at best. It's interesting. The same scare of getting the flu is what you end up getting when you're supposedly protecting yourself from, well, the flu. In other words, a lot of the symptoms we see from the flu vaccines are flu-like symptoms. There's a reason for that, folks. Problem, reaction, solution. The same dialectic again and again. But no, the mainstream media won't tell you that. They'd rather talk about Lindsay Lohan's last-minute switcheroo. Of course, I have no idea what that's all about. I'm just reading headlines from the BS mainstream media here as I skim to go over different topics tonight on the show. Let's see. Can I find one important topic on here? Legislators in Connecticut agree on broad new gun laws. Okay, we know they're coming after our guns. There's no doubt about it. And whether or not they've staged Sandy Hook, the Aurora shooting, the shooting in Arizona. The fact of the matter is, again, whether or not they've staged any of these following events, they will still use them and try to manipulate the public. There you go again. The same Hegelian dialectic. Once again, problem, reaction, solution. Problem, reaction, solution. Problem, reaction, solution. Say that five times fast. 800-313-9443. What's your take on current events? Is there news that I'm not covering that I should know about? With all the distractions with this gay marriage issue, one has led to wonder, what aren't we covering? What's really going on? And it's a legitimate question when we see the constant bombardment. Is bombardment a word, Mr. Producer? Did I just make that up? I think I was trying to say the constant bombarding. But bombardment, I like that. We make up a word at least once a week on the show. At least once a week. Let's see here. I'm getting a link from my mother-in-law, so this must be important. Let's see what she has to offer our audience tonight. This is a link from the Kansas City paper. Headline, you ready for this? If I can pull it up. Surge in ADHD diagnosis and medications. Interesting. Let's read more about this. A surge in ADHD diagnosis and medications sparks wider worry. Nearly one in five high school-age boys in the United States and 11% of all school-age children have received a medical diagnosis of attention deficit hyperactive disorder, according to new data from the Federal Center for Disease Control and Prevention. These rates reflect a marked rise over the last decade and could fuel growing concerns among many doctors that ADHD diagnosis and its medication are overused in American children. You think so? And they have a bottle of Ritalin here that they show as the graphic for this article. It's speed. There we go again. There we go again. They tell you your children are hyperactive and they prescribe them speed. Are you kidding me? The figures show that an estimated 6.4 million children ages 4 through 17 had received an ADHD diagnosis at some point in their lives, a 16% increase since 2007, and a 53% rise in the past decade. About two-thirds of those with a current diagnosis received prescriptions for stimulants like Ritalin and Adderall, speed, crack, methamphetamine. What's this all about? Is this about drugging our children? Is this about telling them that it's not normal to have energy to try to look into things? Or is this about perhaps the constant flow of information that they're getting from the video games, from the TVs? I don't know. If it's grown that much, we had TVs and video games. And not nearly 53%. Of a rise took place between the time in which we had video games and, well, our parents had video games. Or maybe there was a rise. Maybe, I mean, let's look at this from a different perspective. A 53% rise in the past decade. Let's go back 30 years. Let's go back 60 years. 60 years ago, did they even have this diagnosis? No! No, it's made up. It's fake. It's children that don't want to sit in their chairs and be told to shut up and do what they're told. It's children who have nasty food, high fructose corn syrup, food coloring. It's children who are unsatisfied with the compulsory education system and told that they need to be zombies that do what they're told, that follow orders, that need to be in line. And if you get out of line, you're sick. You have ADHD or bipolar or any of these other imaginary diagnoses. Now, I know, Bob, there are some children who have issues. Yeah, okay. But do we solve that by giving them methamphetamine? I'm serious. I'm not being overdramatic at all. They literally prescribe these kids methamphetamines. 800-313-9443. Are you concerned about the epidemic of prescribing our children deadly medications and the fake diagnosis? 800-313-9443.
The Rod Justin Show.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes turn to skies and inside me my spirit is weeping.
Well, if you're not high on Ritalin, why don't you take some other medication like one of these statin drugs? Supposedly supposed to help you. The reality of the situation is, that's right, folks, you guessed it. It caused more problems than you started off with from the beginning. 800-313-9443. I'll talk about that in this segment, and then we'll take your phone calls. Open lines, 800-313-9443. Statin side effects can often be overcome, according to a new study. Most people who stop taking cholesterol-lowering statins because of side effects for one reason or another are able to restart the same drug or a similar one without lasting, a new study suggests. Without lasting problems, a new study suggests. But here's the catch to this, folks. You have side effects. Side effects of statins include muscle pains, nausea, and gas, and liver dysfunction. And how could you get around all of this? Well, I'm going to give you some solutions here, folks. You could use some coconut water. That's right. Healthy cholesterol can help you. Wait a second. Bob, you're telling me that cholesterol will help me lower cholesterol? How is this possible? Well, some may argue that the cholesterol thing is a bit of a misnomer. We've been told, watch your cholesterol. Is there such thing as healthy cholesterol? The answer is yes. coconut water, coconut oil can help. I don't have the studies in front of me, but we covered it probably a couple years ago now on the Bob Tuscan Show. Showed that coconut oil, coconut water help with cholesterol. My family, we have these big buckets of coconut oil. I got to thank my mother-in-law for helping us get a couple of those. And, they're awesome. The coconut oil, it tastes good. And it's also good for you. And my wife, she uses it for her skin. She also uses it for the baby's skin, which is cool. And it's great. Can't complain. It also, if you're talking about cooking, you know, heating up oil and roasting things, it burns it doesn't burn at very high temperatures. So there's another added benefit to it. What are some of the natural remedies? I learn from new remedies all the time, or about new remedies all the time, rather. And people bring them to my attention. I do a little research, and I'm amazed to see that just about any ailment that you might suffer from, there is a homeopathic remedy. You get the flu. Don't get the flu shot. Colloidal silver, vitamin C, vitamin D, elderberry syrup, and chicken soup. Well, I don't know about the chicken soup part, but at least it's good for the soul, so they say. But the point is, rather than dosing yourself up with the nasty poisons that are found in these vaccines, and we could go over the ingredients, squalene, mercury, fetus tissue. And I'm not talking about the tissue you blow your nose with. I'm talking about cells. Anyways, I digress. Point being, I'd love to hear some homeopathic remedies on top of whatever else you have on your mind. 800-313-9443. We'll keep open lines. Unfortunately, Lorraine Murray couldn't make it tonight. I was looking forward to hearing from her. She'll be back on this week, I'm sure. She's excited to come on, and I'm excited to see her at the Free Your Mind Conference. She really opened up at our marathon on Saturday. I really enjoyed talking with Fritz Springmeier as well. He'll be on the Bob Tuscan Show. The archives for the marathon that we did, they'll be up eventually. Just keep on me for those, because I'll put them to the side, and then they'll start to stack up, and I'll never get to it. I'm a procrastinator, I guess. And that's sad to admit, but at times I procrastinate. Hence why I'm still working on this talk that I'll be giving coming up in a couple weeks. I'll probably take a couple days off from the show. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday I'll have to take off. Might even take off Tuesday. So we'll have some guest hosts and that kind of thing. They'll probably do a better job than I could ever do. And speaking of guest hosting, tomorrow, the hour before my slot on RBN, I'll be broadcasting on Charlie McGrath's Wide Awake News. Wide Awake News Radio has asked me to guest host, and I appreciate that. I'll be picking up the microphone for him. I have a lot of fun guest hosting shows. Equally as much fun as I do doing my own show, if not more at times. Really enjoyed doing John Stadmiller's show a couple times this past couple months. John Stadmiller's got a great audience. The audiences in general are great. And sometimes I wonder, if we're just preaching to the choir, and if so, if I could be using my time for better things. Anyways, 800-313-9443. Ed and Rose are coming up, and you, 800-313-9443. It's the Bob Tuscan Show.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Ground beef,
eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show, 800-313-9443. We have open lines tonight. Please join us with your questions, comments, insights, so on and so forth. Do you have any homeopathic remedies? Do you have something that I should be covering? Do you have a disagreement with me? That would be fun. I love when people call up and they want to pick a bone or have a bone to pick. That's the best radio, folks, because we could sit here and agree with each other and preach to the choir all day long, but when I have some folks out there that say, hey, Bob, you're full of you-know-what, it makes for great radio, I got to tell you, and it allows me to, well, check myself, because believe it or not, and I know this is going to be hard to believe it or not, I am a learning, thinking, growing human being who's not always right, in fact, and mostly not right. But I aspire to get to the bottom of things. I aspire to learn the truth. At the end of the day, that's what I'm in it for. The truth. Truth, truth, truth. And with that, we'll go to your phone calls. Ed in Massachusetts is on the line.
Hello.
Hello, Ed.
Hello. Hey, how's it going?
How are you?
Good. Just a couple of comments. Yeah, on generation, they want to keep the generation separate. I mean, they don't want, like, never trust anybody over 30. Remember that?
I mean, that's a bunch of BS. Ageism is BS. Because there are good and bad people in all age brackets. There are brainwashed and enlightened people in all age brackets. It really doesn't matter.
Well, that's their agenda. Because then they can look at old people and they can, you know, it's easy to euthanize them, you know?
Oh, yeah. The old people need to be sent out on the icebergs and floated out to sea. And the young people are all stupid. And the kids, yeah, I know we've all heard it. The kids these days, they just don't get it. They're so brainwashed, right?
I don't get it either because they have the internet. I would have loved to have that when I was a kid.
Well, being a kid myself, you know, I'm only 12 here. Being a kid myself, I've enjoyed it immensely. And I've been able to grow far beyond my age allowed me to do in the past.
Yeah. Well, I heard they're going to clamp down on the net soon anyway.
But what do you think? They got the kill switch?
One more comment on that. On all this gay marriage going on. You hear on the news? While they were doing that, they signed the Monsanto Protection Act.
Yeah, we covered that, yeah.
That.
I wonder if Monsanto's making a genetically modified crop that will help with your gay marriage.
Oh, then while they're patenting seeds, now I don't know who let that law go through. Now you can patent genes.
Sure.
I mean,
well, all kidding aside, I mean, there's all sorts of estrogen in the food today that there wasn't in the past. And, you know, I don't care about people's sexuality. In fact, it's such a non-issue to me. It's not even funny.
No,
but estrogen is there.
It's a distraction issue. It's a distraction. Nobody really cares.
Well, Ed, I appreciate the call, buddy. Good to hear from you. Thanks so much.
Okay, bye.
Take care. All right, let's go to Rose. Rose, how are you?
I'm doing good, Bob. How are you tonight?
Hanging in there. What's up?
Yeah. Okay, just a couple of comments. One was on the ADHD. And
yeah,
you know,
what,
I've been
what's
thinking
with
about
that? I mean, everyone's ADHD. I'm ADHD when I do this radio show, and proudly so, because there's so many different things we should cover.
Yeah. And, you know, and I think a lot of us, you know, ADHD now, everything has a diagnosis on it. So, like you said earlier in your show, if children are rambunctious, they're immediately medicated. But if you think about the age of the teachers today that most of, your children will be attending school with, and my grandchildren, they're in their late 20s, 30s, early 40s. And that was really when prescription medications and diagnosis of ADHD started to become much more common. And prescription medications started to go off the charts. I mean, parking lot at hospitals no longer had enough parking spaces. Everybody was expanding. So you have these teachers now who were on prescription medications. To them, it's no big deal. And the other thing, with a 53% diagnosis, you know, one of the primary, you know, the people who diagnose children with ADD and ADHD, the primary person to diagnose them is the teacher. And if they're dumbed down and they're medicated, they're not going to want to deal with normal issues. They're not educators.
Plus, they're glorified babysitters a lot of times.
They are absolutely glorified babysitters. And like I said, they're not educators. They're not old-time teachers.
Yeah, they just want your kids to sit there and shut up and not misbehave so that they can ram down their throats what they have to get through in their agendas. That's mandated to them by the state. Because the state tells them what they have to teach the children, and the children have to take the test. They have to sit in one place for a long enough period of time so that they can do the state-mandated testing, and they have to stay in their box so that they continue to go through the rigmarole of our compulsory education system. We had this conversation on Friday. I'm having deja vu here, Rose.
Yep, we did. And then, okay, so much on that. Now I'm going to go to natural remedies.
All right.
Okay, I'll pull a switch on you there. You know, another thing that you can do.
Are you
do,
ADD? Wait a second, Rose. Are you ADD?
I am.
I am too.
Actually, you know what? I'm too old. I was before they were diagnosing that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm pushing that 60 mark, but, yeah, I definitely would have been diagnosed ADD or ADHD. There's no doubt about it.
Okay.
Okay. So now, the natural remedies. Remedy thing.
Yep.
Okay. I found I'm real into natural remedies and organic as much as you can possibly do, even with our livestock. We feed only organic oats, organic corn, all that kind of thing. But I found this incredible little book. It's called 20,000 Secrets of Tea, and it made everything so easy. You can buy herbs, organic herbs, online. You know, I have my favorite place, you know, and you'll find your own. And, you know, you can brew a wonderful tea two or three times a day, but and they work. And I was starting to have, I have arthritis in my hips, and I was starting to, a lot of times misstep and almost fall. And I put myself on this turmeric and, it has ginger in it and a couple other things. And shoot, you know, within 6 weeks, you know, I was able to bend down and pick stuff up, and I wasn't, you know, my leg wasn't going out anymore.
Interesting.
Now I also have an aged horse, my dressage horse. And he's really getting up there in years. And he has really bad arthritis in his knees and in his hips and hocks.
Yeah.
And all the money that I would spend on supplements that are supposed to correct this, you know, he was still dragging his toes. The farrier only ever had to round off the outside of his hooves because he would wear his toes off. He couldn't lift his feet. So on the 29th, on the 29th of December, I decided that if what worked for me would work for the horse. And they don't lie. You know what I mean?
How'd it go?
Absolutely. Wonderfully. Now, his brew is a little different than mine, but every single night, I make him a tea. I pour it over his steamed oats. I started him on the 31st of December. By the 6th of January, which is only a week later, he was no longer dragging his feet. He was lifting them.
Amazing.
Then, on the 10th of January, he was racing around in the field with the younger horses.
Aww.
And,
well, it definitely, you know, there's a lot to be said to these homeopathic remedies working for both us and our pets, you know. And our pets are being bombarded with all sorts of nasty stuff as well.
Well, they are, yeah. And you have to watch that, too, because it's the exact same thing. They're as subjected to it. There's as much money being made in the veterinary industry as there is in
well, Rose, let me tell you about one tea that I hear does wonders. The Robius plant, the red tea, as it's called. I hear that that helps with hydration, and it will hydrate you even better than water by itself. I've had a guest on in the past that talks about water being broken, and that the red tea, because it grows in a pond in water, will bring that water alive. And I don't know if there's anything to it, but there you go. There's my little bit of tea insight. And give me one more remedy before I let you go, and then we're going to squeeze in some other callers here.
Okay, a great remedy if you have any kind of problem with your joints is get organic turmeric powder, whether it's for you or for your animals, and then also MSM, that's properly derived. Boil your water, put it in there, you know, put the turmeric in there, bring it back down to, you know, don't boil the water, bring it down to a simmer, put the turmeric in. And then pour that on top of MSM, and you're going to feel like $1 million in a few days.
All right, we'll have to check that out. Thanks so much. Always good to hear from you.
Okay, have a great night, Bob.
Take care. Okay, let's go to Tom. What's up, Tom?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, very good, very good. Very quickly from your last caller, what's MSM? Mm-hmm.
MSM. It's MSNBC. You've never heard of it?
No.
It's a news cable news channel. No, I don't know. MSM. I know what MSM is, but I guess I don't know enough about it to tell you about it.
Oh, okay.
It's a what is MSM? MSM. Let's do a Google search. Good old Google. Alternative medicines. What is MSM? Do people use it? Here's an article. All right. I'll read you real quick here. MSM is also known as methyl sulfonyl methane. It's a compound found naturally in foods such as cow's milk, meat, seafoods, fruit, and vegetables. MSM is thought to work by contributing sulfur. It's found in a capsule and tablet form. MSM is also available in creams. Helps with osteoarthritis. Snoring, other conditions. MSM has been explored for cancer prevention, allergies, and constipation. There you go.
Oh, sounds interesting.
Learn something new every show, huh?
Yeah, really.
So what's up? What's on your mind?
Well, I heard you talking about remedies, and I was going to give you a couple that I have firsthand knowledge of. I mean, you know, people talk about, you know, they heard, they, you know, somebody said. I actually have had personal experience with three that I'll mention. So for what that is worth. Number one, there's a thing called black salve. And if anybody has skin cancer and has been to the doctor and been, you know, had them cut and stitch or whatever they've done, I'm here to tell you, you don't ever have to go there again because a friend of mine who had skin cancer showed this to me, and I'm outside a lot in my life, and so I ended up having a small thing, which incidentally I didn't even know I had a surfer. I was in with my kids in a surf shop, and this older guy, you know, my age, he pointed to something on my arm and said, I'd have a look at that. He says, I'm kind of an expert, and he showed me all the spots where he'd been cut and stitched. And I said, what? And I'm okay. So then I went and saw this other friend of mine. He said, well, here, try some of this. And he just smeared some on there. And I'll tell you what, it sounds like something from a quack, you know, if I start
scary.
Describing.
Black salve. That sounds scary.
Yeah.
But it worked.
Well, you can buy it. There's an outfit in, the guy was locked up in jail here in the States. And so then he decided to go to, I think, Ecuador, where he's allowed to make it. And you can still get it from him. And there's an outfit out in British Columbia that makes it. I won't even mention. You just someone looks around on the internet.
They also use cannabis oil, the Rick Simpson oil, to do the same sort of thing. And that's a miracle cure for so many ailments that people might have. Tom, can we go through these next two real fast here so we can squeeze in others?
Okay, very quickly. I personally, on two occasions, had an abscessed tooth. I could not get to the doctor, the dentist, and I took oregano. I took oregano oil in capsules the way you would take antibiotics. As soon as I got a hold of the oregano, I took like two or three to get started, and then every 6 hours I took another one. I held off an abscessed tooth for over a month once. It does work. It's a general antibiotic, and believe it or not, that's what a doctor, you'd go to the dentist, and he would probably give you an antibiotic to hold you off till you could get to the visit, you know, blah, blah, blah. Okay.
Oil of oregano. It's a natural antibiotic.
I used a very expensive, at first, called North American Urban Spice, and I found out something for a quarter of the price, which is oil of oregano, works the same. They both will hold off an infection. They're good. Use it as an antibiotic. Phenomenal. The third thing, which I've had personal experience with over the years, is aloe gel on burns. One of my children stuck his hand on the barbecue one night when he was very little.
Ouch.
And really got a serious, I mean, this is just one of a couple different instances in my family. And I mean, he was burned. And he was yelling and screaming. And believe it or not, the cops came to our door because somebody nearby heard him yell and thought a child was being abused. And of course, this was back a while back. And I explained, no, my kid just put his hand on the barbecue. But anyhow, bottom line is that's how bad it was. So we instantly took a paper towel, we soaked it in aloe, we wrapped it around his hand. We said, listen, hang on to this. In the morning, there was no blister, no sign of burn.
Wow.
I had a friend with hot scalding water was dropped on his head, and he instantly put the aloe on it, And I saw him 2 days later. I would have thought the hair would have fallen out of his head from what happened to him. And all it was slightly pink. The aloe is excellent for burns. You put it on immediately, and you soak it, and I'll tell you what, you will not even know you got burned the next day.
How about that? You know what else works well for that is honey.
Yes, that's another natural antibiotic. Not to be, apparently, when they cut your hand off in the Mideast for stealing, what they'll do is wrap some kind of like a burlappy or some kind of material in honey, and they'll wrap that around the stump, probably after they cauterize it. Apparently, it's probably thousands of years old, and they know that you won't get an infection.
Interesting. All right, well, we're going to bring Steve Starrs on here. Tom, thank you for the call.
Okay.
There was something else I was going to tell you. Oh, yeah, Google Bob Tuskin, my name, and aloe vera. I did an article about aloe vera. Whereabouts in Florida are you?
Fort Lauderdale. Where are you?
I'm originally from Fort Lauderdale, but I moved up north here. There's a guy in Tampa that taught me a lot about aloe, and I wrote an extensive article about it, so search for it. And tell me what you think. Tom, good to hear from you. Let's get Steve Starrs on, coming up.
The Bob Tuskin Show.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The sun of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Well, I want to thank all the people that called in with their natural remedies. Good stuff. Learn something new every show, so to speak. But we got a special treat. Our good friend Steve Starr's popping on to pay us a visit. What's up, Steve-o?
Hey, Bob, I'm here because there's an update on the Batman story. I think you might have covered a little bit of this earlier, the Batman shooting story, if you recall, in Aurora. That's my old hometown. I grew up right in that area.
Steve is our Colorado correspondent and has been keeping his eyes on this PSYOP known as the Batman shooting. Tell us more.
Well, as it appears now, at least, anyway, the prosecution has refused Holmes' plea of guilty for life imprisonment, and they want to try him for murder under the execution laws here in the state of Colorado. And this is actually, in my opinion, good news, because it won't be one of those Jeremy Loeffner cases, at least right away, Bob. Now, watch for this. Watch to see if the prosecution eventually backs down. But you've got a lot of the victims' families or the victims themselves calling for Holmes' blood. You know what I mean? Of course, they may be surprised to find out what really happened there or don't want to know. You know what I mean? Who knows exactly what's going on? But the prosecution has been pretty much to their pressure and said, no, we're going to push for the death penalty. And that means that his trial won't even begin until February 14th of next year. And then even if he's convicted, it could be 10 or 15 years before he's executed. So this gives us a lot of time to work on some of this, and we can probably try to pry open the bloody fingers on the seals of this case that are keeping all this investigative information and these witnesses' accounts of other people involved in this, try to get this out in the open. So in a way, this is kind of good. I hope it stays this way, although I suspect the prosecution may back down, and they're, you know, some of these people are saying, well, why doesn't he just save the taxpayers' money and plead guilty so we can kill him and get it over with, you know? I mean, this is the kind of nonsense you're hearing in the newspaper, Channel 9 News and people like that covering that around here. So, I mean, again, Bob, it is, you know, this is another one of those things. I'm convinced this whole thing was a setup. I just, there's nothing that makes any sense about all of this. Chief Dan Oates, D-A-N-O-A-T-E-S, used to be the head intelligence officer at the NYPD and left just days before 9/11. So this guy's been around. All right, these are the same people running PSYOPs on us. And now they're in Aurora, Colorado. And, I mean, this is what we need to start looking at. There's a fellow by the name of Corbin Dates who said there was another man that opened the back door, the exit door. There are people who said one of the gas canisters came from the other side of the room. It couldn't have been thrown out from below. We never saw it. I mean, where's the video of him getting in and out of his monkey suit that was all, you know, police SWAT gear and everything like that? And the whole story reeks of inconsistencies, including his DARPA grants and this neuroscience degree that he was working on over in Anschutz.
Are they drugging him? Are they forcing him to take the drugs?
Yeah, that's a good point there, and that's what we were talking about earlier on your show. They are definitely putting him through all kinds of mental hoops and hurdles here. There was a story that ran in the Denver Post that he was taken secretly to, I believe it was Denver General Hospital, back in November and treated out of the detention center and taken to the hospital. This wasn't known by anybody because they said he was a threat to himself or he was causing all kinds of problems and flipping out and everything like that, Bob. And this was kept quiet. So it shows you that here again we have all this scripted information and all this stuff that's going on and these things hanky-panky behind the scenes. It sounds to me like this gives us an opportunity to dig in and start demanding more facts and unsealing things from this investigation that have been kept quiet, because it's not going to be a slam dunk like Jeremy Loeffner. Of course, that took a long time as it was, too.
All right. Well, Steve, thanks for the update, buddy. Always good to hear from you.
My pleasure.
Have you back on for a full show soon.
All right, buddy. You have a good show now. See ya.
Thanks. All right, folks. That does it for us tonight. Love you guys. Take care.
Out of town.
Another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With finance.